Chapter 1. Kyle Keenan was an ungrateful bastard. He didn't care about the arena of screaming fans begging for another encore as he took his last bow of the night and faked a smile and affection for his tourmate, Mercy Lee Bradshaw. He didn't care that this tour had shot his current album up the charts. He didn't care that he was becoming a household name or that the True Country Network was calling him one of country music's shooting stars and had given him the award to prove it. In this moment, all he gave a damn about was that this was the last stop on the tour. One more TV interview, then he was free. Free to go home, free to rest and to breathe, free to be a normal guy for a while and visit his little brother Caleb and his new wife. Free to closet himself in the studio to produce the next album. Not that he'd written a note of it yet. The realities of life on tour had scared away the inspiration that used to tear through him with the bold, brash wildness of an untamed stallion. He'd need to coax it back like some shy forest creature, with time and patience, commodities that had been in increasingly dwindling supply over the past couple years. The music would come when his world wasn't full of so much other noise. And when it did, he'd find the love of it that had sent him out on the road at 18, determined to make something of himself. He just needed to get the hell off this stage and through the gauntlet to his tour bus. As soon as the lights dimmed, he dropped Mercy Lee's hand, already jogging off stage and into the labyrinth of halls the public never saw. A familiar hulking shape separated itself from the shadows and fell into step beside him.
"You look like you're ready to spit nails."
Griffin Powell never minced words. It was a trait Kyle had always appreciated about his foster brother. The shorthand they'd developed years ago was the sort that only arose between people who'd chosen to be family. That was what all the kids who'd gone through Joan Reynolds' home had become, regardless of how they'd ended up there. And thank God for it. Vibrating with a restless, reckless energy, Kyle didn't spare him a glance.
"I need to get out of here. My give-a-damn busted about 5 cities ago. On it."
Griff shifted into what Kyle thought of as tank mode, clearing the path with nothing more than the breadth of his muscular shoulders and a back-the-hell-off attitude. That skill alone made hiring him for these last few months of the tour well worth it. Because they expected it, and because he understood the need to protect his image, Kyle dug deep to find a shred of the nice guy he tried so hard to be for the crew members and event staff, who called out, "Good show," and "Congrats, man," as he strode past. He mustered a semblance of a smile, accepting the back slaps and the fist bumps, but he let nothing deter him from his goal. He didn't even detour to his dressing room. The crew would finish packing his stuff, and he had a change of clothes on the bus. His manager, Davis Lipscomb, appeared at his side.
"You need to talk to the press."
"Nope. I talked to them before I performed. I already signed autographs and did my fan service. It's the last night, and I'm done with this dog and pony show."
He'd spent the past 6+ months doing everything asked of him in the name of keeping his label happy, and that was fine. His memories of the lean years, when he'd played any gig that materialized and had lived out of his ancient Tahoe, grabbing showers at truck stops because he couldn't scrape together enough for a hotel, were still fresh enough in his mind that he was beyond grateful to have a label to please. But enough was enough. Davis's mouth pressed into a thin line that telegraphed his displeasure. Kyle didn't give a shit about that either.
"You've still got the interview with the Breakfast Club tomorrow morning."
"I am aware. Why the hell do you think I'm so eager to get to the bus? I'd like at least a few hours of shut-eye before I get back to Nashville."
That was only part of the reason. He was so over every damn buddy wanting something from him, and he'd reached a level of fame where, once in a while, he could put himself first without fear he'd get dropped. With the numbers being reported for this latest album, the label damned well better recognize he deserved a vacation. God knew he needed one. Dialing up his trademark nice guy smile one more time for the night, Kyle shoved out the back door, preceded by Griff and flanked by a couple of guys